I'm Maria Dudzak. I hope everybody is safe out there. School, they went on a schedule for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District where it's starting 2 hours later. Sounds like, though, the snows will be coming this afternoon, so we'll see what happens. Just keep our eyes open, but be safe out there. And, yes, walk and drive carefully. Lots of berms blocking views as well. And, again, we want everybody to stay safe out there. But here you are listening to us on KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, joined in the studio by Claire Bennett and also Shelley Tabb. And they are here to tell us about an upcoming, I don't know if I'd call it a workshop, a session, just
Ask UAS.
And Ask UAS and Come to Play.
Yeah, Come to Play.
And what, again, the title of this is?
Play, it's not just for kids. And we're really excited and happy that Claire volunteered to present for us. This is our penultimate Ask UAS, which is one of my favorite words. It means the second to the last. So we do hope that you've marked your calendars for Thursday night this week at 6:30 p.m. in the campus library. As always, it's free and open to the public. So.
All right. And Claire, you are leading this. What will people expect?
They will expect to hear about being playful. And it isn't just for kids. You know, we don't really think about play as adults normally. We've got too much business to do. And the reason I wanted to do this is I felt guilty. My fellow faculty members had things to present on that related to their classes, and I didn't think anybody'd want to sit through how to explicate a poem or read Shakespeare or give a persuasive speech. And Kathleen Wickelman and Shelley were great at talking me through what might happen. And the reason I wanted to do this is that I noticed when I first started teaching high school when I moved here, I stood in front of the room after the first week and I thought, oh my God, how do people do this without having a background in improv? Because I do. I did theater the first part of my working life and teaching now. And then I realized that in my English class, my students who have a sense of play as they approach literature tend to be better analyzers and write better papers. And then I noticed the same thing in my comm class. And then I realized I grew up in a family that played. And so play is part of my life, but it's not necessarily something that most adults think about. And it's important that you not lose a sense of play. I mean, it's so incredibly important. And when I said yes, I would do this, I started reading about it, and I read several researchers' takes on playfulness in adults. There's not a lot out there, but one of the most extreme that I found said that he was working with serial killers in a Texas prison and discovered a tie among them that they suffered from a lack of playfulness. So I thought that was interesting. But everybody should remember to play, and it is a kind of prayerful, joyful thing. And so I just want to remind people that they have that in them.
What is play?
Yeah, that's a great...
Because, you know, as you get older, you know, when you're a kid, you just do it.
Right.
But then as you get older, I mean, is it the same as if you were a child? It seems like it would be different as an adult.
Yeah, that's great, Maria. It is. It's similar. As a child, you're exploring possibilities with play. Possibilities physically, like, oh, can I leap off this mountain? Why, yes, I can. you know, can I pull this on my mom? Yes, I can. So for adults, it's similar, but it's a sense of possibility, I guess, is what play is. It's taking reality. I found a mathematical formula for it. Transformation equals reality times impossible to the power of play. And so it's putting yourself in a state of now and looking at possibilities in a way that isn't forced upon you by past patterns or by, oh, you should, or this is what's always been done, but allowing yourself to be open creatively to possibilities. So it's something that you engage in for fun that doesn't have a reward attached to it, that is just for the pure joy of doing it.
So this is a group setting, and some people are a little shy and might feel like, oh, I don't know if I can play in front of other people. What kind of things will you be, what sorts of things might you be doing, and how, what kind of an environment will people be in?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I worried about that myself. I'm shy, and you talked about being a little afraid of, you know, getting up and doing things. So no one has to do anything. It's totally volunteer. I was hoping to pepper the audience with people who've done improv with me, but unfortunately, because of the snow, they've had to reschedule other things and won't allow them to be there. But if you just want to listen and watch, I'm going to be talking about it a bit, but I'm hoping that I'll have people who get up and just play non-threatening, there are no winners kinds of group games, so nobody's ever going to be put on the spot. And two of the games in particular usually end up in people laughing so hard that they've cleared their lungs and their eyeballs. So, yeah, it's really open and untender. I mean, yeah, nobody should feel afraid.
And you mentioned improvisation. Is that part of it?
I'm gonna improvise depending on who's there. If I have people who feel like I'd like to get up and give this a try, I have some easy beginning improv activities that we can do. But mostly it's just games.
Twister?
No. Yeah, that's a good one.
So yeah. I'm just saying, like, in games, I guess could you give an example of a game? Or do you want to keep that secret?
Well,
or,
no,
but like,
sure.
An example so people can understand what they're going to maybe be asked to do.
Yeah, if you've ever done a play with me or taken a class, you'll recognize the animal game. And it's mostly ensemble community building games. So we'll get in a bit, circle games, we'll get in a big circle, and somebody, me, will be in the middle, and I'll be directing activities that I've taught you, and it's
like building a machine together or doing things.
Yes,
being
yes. In this case, okay. It's creating three-person animals by the time I count to five. And if you don't make the animal, oh, well, and it's so funny because it ends up looking like, you know, an elephant doing yoga or a cow not being happy. So it's circle games, and it's something that you could do immediately. It doesn't highlight one particular person. It's community building, kind of icebreaker events. And then there'll just be some, you know, maybe some things. We'll have paper and pencil, and I'll be asking people to just do some creative things individually, or maybe in small groups in the audience without being brought up on stage. And then you don't have to share the results. It's just experiencing that moment of freedom of thought.
And how important is play in our adult life?
Oh,
because it does seem like something that, oh, you're too old to do that now. You know, so it depends on how you grew up.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. One of the research experts said that you do inherit your level of permission to play from your parents. And I was lucky enough to have a very playful father and a playful mother. And I didn't realize that people didn't grow up like that. So, yes, play deprivation is it's real in adults, and it can lead to neurological dissolution earlier, just, you know, so playing keeps you sharp. It will absolutely make better relationships or help you stay more connected in your relationships. It's important in the workplace because you develop a trust of your fellow workers, and that allows you to be more creative. And it just reminds you that the world isn't all work and all, you know, the grave is not the goal. So play is important in your life. It really can help you move yourself out of depressive moments, get you yourself kick in the butt.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to add about the program, or?
I guess one thing I just want to say about this, I found the four domains of playfulness, and I thought, gosh, this is really good. When you play, you enter these four states, and one of them is active engagement. You're right in the moment. You can't carry your, you know, bad stuff with you. You just have to be present in the moment because you got to react. There's internal control, which means that you develop a confidence. You can say, yeah, I got this. And I'm not so wedded to the outcome. I'm just going to enjoy the process. Social connection, because playing usually requires other people. And you're being part of something, and that's crucial in your life. And then it creates joyfulness. Just the fact of playing. I know whenever I teach a class and we do improv or we play, I leave feeling so much better. So I just encourage people to come out and see what it's all about.
Okay, and that's coming up this Thursday?
Yes, and this is a great opportunity for people to like and follow the campus library on Facebook. You know, we always put updates on there on our upcoming events. And then, you know, with the weather being kind of unpredictable, it's just good to be able to, you know, follow kind of up-to-the-minute updates regarding our events. So we hope to see you there. It's free and open to the public, so bring a friend.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And again, that coming up this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library. Thank you very much, Claire Bennett, for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you, Shelley Tabb.